WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic News. Media
I'm Justin
app.
Finch. The debt ceiling deal to be voted on today by the full House, or at least that's the plan. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill with more on one provision in the package: expanded work requirements for people in their early 50s on food stamps.
Even though more Americans would be eligible for food assistance, thousands more could be kicked off if they do not meet those new work requirements. And that's a major red flag for House progressives. President Biden has been personally working the phones, and later this morning, senior administration officials will be here on Capitol Hill trying to address any last-minute concerns.
Some conservatives say they don't feel the bill goes far enough to slash the budget. The UN has banned North Korea from conducting any experiments based on ballistic technology, but that didn't stop Kim Jong-un from trying to launch a spy satellite into orbit. The launch failed. Two people believed to have been in that collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa, are still unaccounted for. They did hold off on demolishing the building this week. This is ABC News. Some new warnings about the race around artificial intelligence. ABC's Trevor Alt says it comes from a statement signed by hundreds of executives and researchers at places like Google and the maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI.
It's just a one-sentence statement, but it goes far beyond just saying AI could be dangerous. It says, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal-scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war.
The statement from the Center for AI Safety has in the past warned about the possibility of someone using AI to build chemical weapons or trying to destabilize societies through disinformation. The family of former President Jimmy Carter now says the former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter, has been diagnosed with dementia. She's 95. The former president is 98. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nettmeyer. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's DNR is warning that over the next 2 months, we could see the worst spongy moth caterpillar outbreak in a decade. The invasive insect, formerly called the gypsy moth, primarily feeds on oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, and willow trees, but the moths will attack other trees and shrub species as well. Free courses of Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19 will still be offered for at least another few months, even after the Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer full approval last week to market the medication. The U.S. government has stockpiled millions of doses of Paxlovid. Over 14,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported each week last month, although most cases in the U.S. are no longer reported to health authorities. I'm Jane Nettmeyer. This is Civic Media News.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes,
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like solid. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Early Show.
You know,
as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you today,
Earl? I'm doing fine, man. It's it's here. We've been waiting for it, and now I would say to people, we got to take advantage of it, because in the twinkling of an eye, this warm weather will be gone, and we will be talking about what it was. When you live in the Midwest, like most of us who are listening to this radio station, we realize just how precious these days and weeks and months are every year, because we don't get them but for about 4 or 5 months, and it's time to really let your hair down and enjoy it. Well, I can't quite let mine down. Calvin, you can let yours down, but I can't. But anyway, man, I got a lot to talk about, as always, and I want to begin with this. This is one of those things that I just can never understand, you know, being a parent, I'll bet an old parent, but I'm still a parent, and I remember, you know, when my children were babies, as well as many of you. But I don't understand this. I'll never understand this, because it's this time of year that this is repeated over and over and over and over. An 11-month-old baby was left in a car while the parents went to church in Palm Bay, Florida. And the baby suffocated. Her parents were in church. And while they were in church, they knowingly left the baby in the car. I will never. And the temperature was only 70 degrees, just to give you some kind of idea. 70 degrees certainly doesn't sound like a temperature that will take the life of a child. But the outside temperature hit the high of 70 degrees, according to multiple media reports. Now, does it matter whether they were in church or grocery store or tavern? they left the child unattended. And whether or not it was the heat that caused the child to lose their life, or whether it was some malady that could have occurred with an 11-month-old child because they were out of your sight. It doesn't just have to be from heat, but it could be from something that was going on. And can you imagine an 11-month-old child? This is not, you know, a 2-month-old. This is an 11-month-old child, almost a year old. The baby could have been crying for anything. Clearly strapped in a child seat. And, you know, 11-month-old, they can do a lot of different things. They've developed and they understand a lot of different things. But to leave an 11-month-old child strapped in a car seat for 3 hours, and when you come back, you know, the child is deceased. But I'm not just talking about this case. I'm talking about the cases that'll come after. Because we already know, in 2022, 36 children died from being left in hot cars. Now, there haven't been any criminal charges filed thus far against these parents. But should there be? Our phone numbers are open at 844. Our phone number is open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should these parents be charged with neglect? Or should they should be charged with something? The child is no longer here. And I know there'll be people who will say, well, you know, it's pain enough that this family is suffering because of the guilt they'll feel because of what they did causing this child to lose its life. Calvin, what are your thoughts, man?
I think they should be charged. It's a child's life. There's no excuse. I don't care if, oh, you're sad about it. That's not a punishment. You caused your child's life to end based off your negligence. You should be punished in some way.
So listen, man, I'm in agreement with you. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, some may say, well, you know, they weren't in the bar. They were in church. I don't care where they were. There is a responsibility. There are people who have done this. They've gone in clothing stores. They've gone to have lunch. They've done everything other than what they should be doing. And that's looking out for the well-being of a human being that depends solely on the people who have birthed them into the world. And the responsibility of that lies on the shoulders of the parents. Again, what could you be thinking about, man? 3 hours? Well, maybe we were overcome by the church service. None of those things are acceptable. And so we do know that this is going to continue to happen because it happens every year. It never changes. And just more and more people, children lose their lives. You know, death is death. And does it matter really how someone dies? Well, it does in a way. But when it's negligence, it doesn't matter whether the child picked up a gun and took their life. That's the responsibility of the parent. Or whether the child is in the car and you haven't done your due diligence and the child's life is taken. Negligence is what's at the root of it. And the fact that they have yet to charge these parents, I'm wondering if they're going to say, well, maybe, they were in church and, you know, and as if somehow that should be an excuse. There is no excuse. You caused the death of this child who depends solely on you. And, here's what was said. This is an unfortunate incident, and our condolences and prayers go out to the family, Police Chief Mario Agulo said in a statement posted in Florida. No arrests have been made. This is an unfortunate incident, and our condolences and prayers go out to the family, according to Police Chief Mario Agulo. Now, is it an unfortunate incident? Yes, it's unfortunate. But somebody caused the death of this child. Unfortunate, meaning, it's heartbreaking. Yes, it's heartbreaking. But the child's life is gone. And so it has to be more than that. It can't be an unfortunate situation, and therefore we can't charge the parents. Parents should be charged. No question whatsoever. They need to be, I agree with you, Calvin, they need to be made to pay for this crime. Is it heart-rending? Is it heartbreaking? Yes, it is. I'd hate to be connected family members of these people. Nobody's saying they didn't love their child, but the child is no longer here. And at the root of it is the ignorance of the parents who left the child. Listen, man, I don't care, man. It's church. And I know in some churches they don't want to hear babies crying. I spent a day or two in church. Hey, will you get that baby, stop the baby from crying? What are you talking about? That's what babies do. If you want the parents to attend church and they've got a baby, then babies should be in church. I have heard people complain in churches, well, they make that baby shut up. Hey, man, you're in church, man. Hey, make the baby shut up while it's in church, while the family, while the parents are in church. Isn't that where you want the family to be when they have young children? I'm not saying that's the situation here. I don't know. I wasn't there. Just weighing in on the fact that this continues to happen over and over and over in our society, and it's something that should be and can be avoided. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 88. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight. Lows level off around 62. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. Daytime highs approaching 88. 85. A mix of clouds and sun Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we constantly hear people talking about, you know, the fentanyl coming across the border in Mexico. And initially, it was China. And we've got to do something about the fentanyl because it's coming across the border and Americans are dying. And you constantly hear the refrain from people condemning the fact that these pills are coming across our border. And certainly the fact that people are dying like flies. And that's true. And it's heartbreaking as more and more people die from the scourge of fentanyl. But before there was fentanyl, there was oxycotton and other pills such as that, opioids that the pharmaceutical companies were making and doctors were prescribing like candy. And people were becoming hooked. Maybe you don't remember it, but I do. And people were becoming hooked on these. The doctors would prescribe you oxycodone if you say, hey, my fingernail is hurting. The doctor would say, here's a pill. Hey, doc, my eyelash. I got a problem with my eyelash. Doctor would prescribe a pill. Hey, you know what? Man, I got a pimple. And a doctor would prescribe a pill. And yet, when you look at what they know now as what created this longing for, you know, that kind of high, it was the fact that the pharmaceutical companies were producing this oxycodone and many people became addicted. Many. And so instead of holding the people accountable for who really created this, you've heard of Purdue Pharma. Many of you have heard of Purdue Pharma, and that's a family called the Sackler family, billionaires. who were kind of in the forefront of these pills being produced. They settled for a $6 billion opioid settlement. Think about this. The settlement was $6 billion. Can you imagine how much money they made? If the settlement is $6 billion, how many billions, Purdue Pharma made with Oxycontin? But here's the gotcha part of all of this. In the settlement with the Federal Appeals Court, who is supposed to be looking out for you and I, that's their responsibility. Not to be looking out for the Sackler family. The family will receive full protection from civil legal claims under this deal, which was approved by the Federal Appeals Court. So they've got full immunity. All of the people who have died because of what they made their money on can't be sued. The billionaire family that owns Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, will receive immunity from all current and future civil claims. The company's role in the opioid crisis as part of a deal approved by the Federal Appeals Court on Tuesday. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit cleared the way for a settlement that would see the Sackler family pay up to $6 billion of its massive fortune derived from the painkiller business. Purdue Pharma has faced years of criticism that it helped fuel the opioid crisis in America, aggressively marketing OxyContin while misleading the public about how highly addictive the pills were. The company filed for bankruptcy in 2019 amid a crush of lawsuits, but the massive settlement had been held up after a judge said in 2021 that the Sacklers, who didn't file for bankruptcy themselves, couldn't be pursued. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't understand. I clearly don't. Well, I do understand. I constantly on this show bring information to you that should outrage you. It outrages me. It should outrage you, and especially those of you who have lost loved ones because of this. What is with our government? What is with the Justice Department? Are they bought and paid for too? Because this should be a no-brainer. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. But the fact that these people are able to get off with a slap on the wrist, when they're at the root of why so many Americans have lost their lives, is unnerving to me. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The debt ceiling deal to be voted on today by the full House, or at least that's the plan. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill with more on one provision in the package. expanded work requirements for people in their early 50s on food stamps.
Even though more Americans would be eligible for food assistance, thousands more could be kicked off if they do not meet those new work requirements. And that's a major red flag for House progressives. President Biden has been personally working the phones, and later this morning, senior administration officials will be here on Capitol Hill trying to address any last-minute concerns.
Some conservatives say they don't feel the bill goes far enough to slash the budget. The UN has banned North Korea from conducting any experiments based on ballistic technology, but that didn't stop Kim Jong-un from trying to launch a spy satellite into orbit. The launch failed.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A deer farm in Sauk County is closed after a 10-year-old doe tested positive for chronic wasting disease. There's no word on how widespread the infestation is. The 22-acre deer farm will stay closed while state and federal officials look into it. Talks resume this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club he likes the chances of new city and county sales taxes.
We're the only big city that does not have this additional tool, and so we're finally working to fix that. We're so close to getting something done there.
Johnson says the first new influx of money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better and safer city. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can text us at that same number. Look, I'm talking about a settlement that was reached with the owners of Purdue Pharma, a family called the Slackers. and the fact that they were the major producers of OxyContin, and we talk about all the people who've been impacted and affected by it, and yet, you know, this company is going to be able to kind of walk away with their fortune intact. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. That's what our nation is, unfortunately. And we need to stop acting as if, you know, we live in this perfect nation, because and it, all the things, the Constitution and all those things are absolutely infallible. Tuesday's decision could finally resolve those cases despite initial frustration surrounding the immunity deal. Under the plan, now listen to this, Purdue will be dissolved. Now, if you said that Purdue is going to be dissolved, that's fine. That's poetic justice, right? But they're not only going to just be dissolved, they're going to be restructured into a new entirely, a new entity known as Noah Pharma. The company will be overseen by a public board and will manufacture medications for addiction treatment as well as OxyContin, with the profits used to fund programs that prevent and treat addiction itself. Those profits could total in the hundreds of millions of dollars over time. About $750 million from the settlement would go to families and individuals affected by the opioid crisis. So let's say one of your loved ones died from being addicted to OxyContin, and their life is over. And we know that there are culprits, you know, behind it. The payments are expected to range from $3,500 to $48,000. Your loved one is dead, and the payments of this multi-billion, maybe even trillion-dollar corporation will only have to pay from $3,500 to $48,000. And that's a settlement that was reached, you know, a settlement that was reached, you know, by the Federal Court of Appeals. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call, man. You say what?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. If you get a chance, I don't know if you've seen this yet, Earl, but if you get a chance, please watch on Hulu. There's a TV series called Dope Sick, D-O-P-E-S-I-C-K. It's with Michael Keaton and Rosario Dawson. And the whole show is all about exactly what you're talking about in the Sackler family, and about how it was that how it all started with OxyContin, and basically how it even got the doctors hooked, and all these different things. And I'm sure Purdue Pharma, or whatever their new name is going to be the ones that are going to be the rescuers of trying to get people off of the drug now that they've actually destroyed so many families. It started in West Virginia, is where this whole thing started, with coal miners, when they would get, you know, hurt or whatever it would be, and they attacked small towns. And, you know, just much like Wisconsin, where it had small, you know, towns, that's where they kind of went after to start off with this whole thing. But It's a show, and it's called Dope Sick. And again, I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No, but I will watch it. I will watch it.
The whole thing. Earl, I got one other question. I'm actually in Wisconsin right now, believe it or not, visiting family. I'm in the Wisconsin Rapids area. What is the radio station actually? Do you know? In Wisconsin Rapids, that is a Civic Media radio station.
So we'll get Calvin to look it up. Just hang on; it'll only be a minute.
Okay.
You know, man, right, the fact, Tom, that this settlement is going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the outcome is unlikely, as almost all parties have signed on to the deal. The protections for the Sacklers do not extend to any criminal prosecutions that could arise in the future. The families of two brothers...
The federal government was also okaying different things, like we talked about before with the with food. The government basically gave it the green light because they went and worked for Purdue Pharma themselves. So, I mean, it's
lobbyists. Yeah, it really is, Tom. It really is unbelievable. And any American,
money and politics.
I know any American, Democrat or Republican, and you hear this. And if that doesn't shake your foundation about our country,
I agree.
I don't know what it's going to take, unless it's your loved one that is lost, right? And it's your loved one that is lost, this is still going to go fly under the radar.
Please, everyone, watch Dope Sick. It will describe it all.
So you've got our radio station, right?
Yeah, our Wisconsin Rapids station is 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, man.
Have a good time.
Enjoy your time in the state, man.
Enjoy my vacation, but I had to call.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. You know, the Sackler families believe the long-awaited implementation of this resolution is critical to providing substantial resources for people and communities in need, the statement said. Other drug manufacturers and pharmacy chains have faced other lawsuits for their ties to the opioid crisis. CVS and Walgreens announced their own settlements last year, totaling $10 billion after years of litigation. All of this is organized crime. I mean, CVS, Walgreens all played a role in the distribution. Doctors. And, you know, and then they catch a poor guy selling a nickel bag of weed on the street and they go to jail. Right? I mean, you know, well, yeah, or the drug dealing. I just never understand this country. You know, in all these years that I've been here, I never understand it. And I never understand the American people who are silent when these kinds of things happen. Again, so many families destroyed. And yet the way the justice system is configured. Now, we've got Maggie Dawn on, later on, and she knows how the system works. But, you know, it's tricky. I used to think that I knew a little something about law. Well, yeah, you can laugh, because I remember I was renting an apartment, and I went to small claims court. Against the owner of the apartment as I was moving. And this guy was looking for a scratch anywhere. Anything that he could, you know, take away my, what do you call it?
Security deposit.
Security deposit. And so everybody told me, well, you can go to small claims court. You don't need a lawyer. You can, the owner of the facility had an attorney. And so I've got my back straight. My spine is straight. I walk in. I'm going to win this case because I know this is ridiculous. And the guy had an attorney. And I'm going to use common sense because I know I had that. And I assumed common sense could win out in court, right? Well, look, I got right on my side. There's no way I can lose, right? What do they say? The I forgot the term, man, where that the lady justice is has these weights in her hands and is balanced and all that stuff that Maggie can't explain. And blind, you know, to all of these things. And I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm gonna win this. And this guy won the case, even though it made no sense whatsoever, and it is because, you know, the justice system is not really set up in a way that benefits the average person. It just does not. You know, it just is not. As far as me being an average person, now I know Maggie will be able to talk about it in a much more educated perspective. But that's why you need attorneys, because the way law is written, common sense is not common. The fact that these people get to walk away like they have and then start another company that is going to be profitable after all of these people that they aggrieved, and then to look at that 3,500 to 48,000 for these families is an insult. But it's kind of where we are in this country, and we can't get the American people to understand and to fight for what's right. And what's right is not making sure that this family gets off as cheaply as they have. They should have lost everything. They should have not been allowed to even think about starting up another company because of all of the pain that they caused with these families. And yet to continue to profit is not right. But that's the kind of world we live in. That's the way things are set in motion. And you know, as Tom always says, we the people are the government. Well, you know, we the people will never be the government as long as we don't pay attention and focus on real issues like this one. People continue to beat up the people at the border. They're bringing in fentanyl. And we need to go to Mexico and we need to go to war with Mexico is what the people were saying. Let's go to war with Mexico. Hey, let's go to war with the Sackler family and all the others who created the environment that produced people longing for fentanyl. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 88. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight. Lows level off around 62. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. Daytime highs approaching 88. 85. A mix of clouds and sun Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
At 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I don't know, man. People are just nuts. Here's an article about a woman refusing to get off the phone on a plane. And then she spit on the passengers. And then she slid down the exit while the plane is in motion. Now, I do know this. Mental illness is real. And so when situations like this occur, the person can't have, they're seriously dealing with some issues, right? In this instance, an American Airlines passenger prevented a plane from taking off, forcing others to reschedule their flights after she was asked to get off her phone. And that's all she was asked to do, was to get off her phone. And this woman chose to make a major issue with the flight attendants. And she herself felt she was more important than all the rest of the people on the flight. And so she chose, instead of just getting off her phone like everybody else, either she thought she was very special or she clearly had some mental difficulties. The woman refused the flight attendant's request, which made her irate as the plane heading to Chicago was departing from Buffalo Niagara International Airport in New York. She left her seat, headed towards the front of the plane, argue with passengers, and then spit on a couple passengers. She's really lucky that I know some people that she's lucky they weren't on that plane, because they would have took matters into their own hands. An affidavit said, then she's accused of taking out her phone and recording. The situation escalated when the woman realized she was going to be in trouble. Now, let's think about that. So it finally dawned on her she was going to be in trouble when all she was asked was to get off her phone. Wouldn't have been any trouble. Nothing would have escalated. A common request. You can't be on the phone. We're getting ready to take off. When the plane was in motion and she pushed the flight attendant, The plane is taxiing. She pushed the flight attendant. And then she opened the front door. And when she did that, the slide, the emergency slide, opened up. And she slid down the slide. Got some serious mental issues. There's so many people who have mental issues in the society, and you can't even tell by looking at them. This woman, clearly, something is seriously wrong with her. Now, she wound up getting charged, you know, $46,000. You know, American Airlines charged her. All the people who were on the flight, you know, had to go and get another flight. I'm sure, you know, once they, I'm not sure, I don't know, but once they lock you in and lock those slides in, it's just not an easy thing to just go back and put them in again. So they charged her $48,000for that. And it just goes to show. And time served. So I don't know how much time she got. But, you know, you just never know, you know, when you're looking at people, what people are dealing with on a daily basis. Life is not easy. I say this all the time. Let's stop in this country acting like life is easy. It's not. And for some, life is very tough. Those of us who are fortunate and maybe don't have to deal with a lot of those kinds of issues that others deal with in this society are fortunate. But then again, there's so many of us who have tough lives. Man, all of us are going to, life is not going to be easy for everybody. Some of us think that if only we had all the money in the world, our lives would be easy. It would be a little easier. But just because you have money and things does not take you away from the realities of this life that will impact and affect all of us. I don't care if you're famous, if nobody knows you, the realities of life is that you are going to run into some difficult times. That's a part of the life. All of us. Okay, who you are. We're just talking about the Sackler family. Billions of dollars. Billions. More money than they'll spend in 5-6 lifetimes. But look at what they've got to deal with. Life is difficult. And so we need to start understanding it's difficult for all of us. And as soon as you think, well, things are going well for me now, I can, you know, I can take a deep breath, then something else comes into play. And it will knock you to your knees. You know what I'm talking about if you've been around a little while. So we have to take life balanced. Never take the highs too high and the lows too low, because that's the reality of life. Listen, we got to go to a break. The philosopher, Earl Ingram. Okay, I guess I better hurry up and go to break. Calvin, I got to go to break. Hurry up and take me to break. We'll be right back.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle.
Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finn.